What a thrill to be here at the campgrounds with you, celebrating Independence Day. Independence is a wonderful, wonderful concept for the Christian. Over the last couple of weeks, I've had the privilege of being able to travel outside the country. I've got to spend some time with friends, a little vacation time. Thank you, Bobby. See you up there, buddy. That guy that just walked out of here, old Bobby, he's something else. The way he has responded, only through the love of God can you get through the sudden loss of your spouse, as Bob did just a couple months ago. I had the privilege of traveling with friends, had vacation time, get away. Everybody needs a vacation every now and then. You need to get away from things, and people need you to get away from them. The workers, when I left, they were so smart. Have a great time, have a great time. I could read between the lines. If you don't come back, it's okay, it's okay. And I was fortunate enough to be traveling the week before. I left on Thursday, got back, flew in on Thursday evening at 9:45 to Reagan National Airport. When I came in on that plane and I looked down, and all the way up the East Coast, I was flying out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, direct flight into Reagan National. As the sun started to set, I could see down from that plane. I was over in a window seat. I could see fireworks going off. I could see those little dots of fireworks. Oh, boy. The pride of being American just started to well up inside of me. Just before we landed, the pilot, he banked to the left side, being on the boat for a week, it's port. And out of the window, I saw the Capitol. The Capitol of the greatest city in the greatest nation in all the world. And right behind that Capitol, there were fireworks going up. The colors were tremendous. Man, I was ready to fly the plane myself. I don't know how it is for you. It's very difficult for me to talk about the independence and the freedom that we have here in this country without getting emotional. I don't know about you, but for me, it's very, very difficult. Boy, that looks good, whatever it is. That's the go box. Good. It's very difficult for me to talk about the independence that my God has given me simply because of my faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Being slain upon a cross, the shedding of blood for my sins and your sins. And because I have accepted that, I have a freedom. It's great to know where you're going. Isn't it? I saw those people in the airport and they're looking up. Hun, that's arrivals. We're departing. Oh, okay. The sign, all the departures. It is great to know where you're going. It is great to know that your sins have been covered. It is great to know that you have something, someone that you can bank on, that you can count on, that you can stand on, that you can believe in more than just yourself. Got a whole lot of people out there thinking they're God. I got news for them. There is a God and you are not Him. I like that. And then because of the freedom, because of the independence that God has given me through my faith in Him, I find liberty. The ability to live a life more abundantly, full, free, Sure, the rain is going to fall. The sad times are going to come. We will have trials. We will have tribulations. But I stand upon the Word of God and the truth that we find therein, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I am a child of God. Amen. I lost a first cousin on the day that I left. It was so sad because she'd been suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease, and that's for those of you that have been around anyone that has passed on, and it's such a sad, sad disease. And I felt bad about not being able to attend the funeral service, but at the church that she attended, there was over 250 people there. And they had a celebration of life, knowing that this individual, full of faith, full of Christian character, had gone on and had graduated on to the other side. In my Bible, I take this freedom, this independence, very seriously. I read in the book of St. Timothy, the first chapter. This is the Apostle Paul, and this is the last of his writings. This basically is his farewell. And he wrote this to Timothy to encourage, to uplift, to give him strength. And down in the, say in the fifth verse, I'm going to back up. I'm going to start off in the third. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God. Stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Oh, and then the seventh verse, the one that you've heard so many times, the one that's been preached on so many times, the one that you've opened up and you read, and every time you read it, just you can feel God's Holy Spirit within you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, no, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. I'm going to preach very short. You're going to listen very fast. Kevin's going to run up here in about 10, 15 minutes. I'll get on that road. I love our traffic. Brother Matt was here last week. He preached so wonderfully for you. And Brother Kevin got him out here 10 minutes early. And it only took him 2 hours to get to Mount Calvary. As he walked into the church 10 minutes to 12, the people were ready for a sermon. Because they're going like, man, we can't walk out without hearing a sermon. These people in church won't talk about us. So we got to hang around here until he gets here. We know he's late. So he gave them a nice little abbreviated sermon. They were so happy to hear it. I don't know if it's because of the sermon, because they knew because after the sermon, they would go home. I'm not quite sure. But today, we have already heard sermon in song. We have already heard the songs about the Master that lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have read God's Word. You want something to hold on to? Get a hold of God's Word. And even more importantly, you let God's Word get a hold of you. Changes are going to happen. Changes are going to happen. I have a wonderful little story I'm going to tell you. I have notes, Becky. They always get on me because I preach without notes most of the time because I might forget my classes, can't read them anyway. Today I have notes. Martha Berry, she lived from 1866 to 1942. She founded the Berry School for Needy Children in Mount Berry, Georgia. need a glass of water. I've got another bottle. You need some water? Go ahead, some water. Huh? Where'd you go? Did you take away that water I gave you? Well, that's my water. I don't want her to get sicker than what she is right now. But I gave him a full one, and he's coming on in. Good. He's going to bring you a bottle of water this morning. She founded the very school in 1932, she was named one of the 12 outstanding women in America. On one occasion, she felt led to ask Henry Ford for a donation to her school of $1 million. And he very coolly handed her a dime. What she did with that dime is she bought peanuts for her schoolboys to plant. And at the end of that season, all the peanuts they harvested, they used them again to plant a larger field the next year. At the end of that season, they had gathered and sold enough from that crop to buy a piano for the music students in that needy school. And she felt led to write Mr. Ford a letter and tell him what his dime had been used to do. He was so moved by that letter that he invited her to Detroit and handed her a belated check for $1 million. We so many times, we are worried about the dollars that we do not have instead of focusing on the dimes that we have. I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about the dimes of the opportunity of people within your life that you can share the gospel with. I am talking about those dimes for those young people who are so hungry to hear something that is solid, something they can stand on, something they can trust in, and you have that opportunity to be uplifting and sharing and forgiving. I believe that if we start to appreciate the dimes in our life, the small things that God has given us, that He will just increase and increase and increase and increase. Why was Paul reminding Timothy of this great gift that God had placed within him to stir it up? Because first of all, Paul reminded Timothy of the spiritual heritage. He talked about his grandmother, about his mother. Now, you might not have the same spiritual heritage, but I will tell you one thing. You've got a spiritual heritage starting right here today because you are in a group of believers. Sometimes your parents weren't quite the figures that they should have been. How many households do we know of and have now? Single parent. I still manage a condominium over in West Springfield, and I am just amazed. There are 272 units there. And I'm amazed that when the school cranks up in the fall about how many children come home to an empty little condo apartment waiting for mom to get home from work, making sure that they go in and lock the door. My friend, you can be the part of a heritage to someone who is in need. You can be used. You can be used of God to be to me. First of all, Timothy had a heritage. And we all have a heritage. It depends on whether we look at the dime or we sit there looking for the missing dollars in our heritage. Also, Timothy had spiritual gift. Apostle Paul laid hands on him, prayed for him. He said, stir up this gift that God has placed within you. And I, because of the laying of my hands upon you, I know that gift is within you. And each and every one of us who proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have gifts. We have gifts to be used for the body of Christ. I don't care how big it is, how little it is. I tell you one thing. It talks about that thing over in Corinthians about one part of the member of your body. And I tell you, I got a toe. I got one of them toes. I got a big toe. And I got that toe next to the big toe that sticks out a little further than the big toe. Maybe I'm a little deformed, but don't y'all worry about it. And that little toe that sticks out next to that big toe, it got down there in that boat, and the shoes were wearing on it, and it just rubbed the big toe blister down there. And I was amazed. 248 pounds brought to almost here because of that little toe right down there. You know what I'm talking about. You get that one little thing going wrong, it will get a hold of you. It will get your attention. Well, each and every member in the body of the Christ has a purpose. And to perform that purpose, you have to be well. You have to be in tune. You have to be on the same page. You have to be in one mind, spirit, and accord. That's what the Scripture talks about. And finally, Paul telling Timothy to be solid in his conviction. Why? Because God had not given him a spirit of fear. No, but of power and of love. And I think one of the most important things is a sound mind. We've got Christians doing the craziest things I've ever heard in my life. It gets on the news. People make a big hoopla about it. But they don't believe that the strength of this country lies in the solid, not bringing the attention to themselves, Christians. But simply go day in and day out doing what God has laid upon their heart. They support their local churches. They believe in doing the right thing. They believe in country. They believe in freedom and in faith. You don't hear those names. You don't hear those names. But my goodness, for the time that we have, the times we live in, all the things that we hear on the news, there is no time that you can turn on the news anymore that it should just simply touch your heart to pray for our country, pray for those in need, pray for those that are going through yesterday planes that didn't quite make the runway over in San Francisco. The story that I heard last week of those 19 firemen, those families. There are things to pray for, my friend. There are things to lift up unto God. And there is an opportunity for Christians to stand tall. To be counted for. To know that the freedom that we experience, it comes from those who've given sacrifices. There's no better illustration. The sacrifice that we feel from those men and women who have served in our military, some that have given the ultimate sacrifice. There's no better illustration of that than what Christianity means. Simply that God sent his Son to die upon a cross. And simply your belief in him will allow you to live eternally. Kevin? Come forward, please. You're not going to clap when I leave. That makes me feel like you're happy to see me go. Okay? I'm going to take that with me. And I hate to, in the middle of it, I'm good. I hate to climb, but I do have my pencil, and I thank you very much for that. I will be proud of that. God bless you, and it's such a privilege to be here.